here's a story from The World.
39 prisoners remain at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp after one man, Abdul Latif Nasser, was sent home today to Morocco. He was a commander and weapons trainer for the Taliban in Afghanistan, but was never charged with a crime during his nearly 20 years of incarceration at Guantanamo. Nasser is now in the hands of Moroccan authorities. He's the first prisoner that President Biden has transferred out of Gitmo, and each remaining case poses questions about the future of the camp. Ever since the military prison was built, Carol Rosenberg has reported on it deeply. She's with the New York Times. Carol, let's begin with today's news. What could this transfer mean for the remaining 39 detainees at Guantanamo?
So first of all, it shows that the Biden administration is back in the business of trying to get people out and close the detention center, which is the unfinished business of the Obama administration.
Yeah, as to that question about the existence of the base, I mean, there's been a debate and questions asked with each administration since George W. Bush about whether or if the Gitmo prison would be shut down. What does this news tell you, and just your own understanding, having reported on the facility for so long?
That they seem to be adopting the Obama playbook, which is figure out how to get at the people they can. And then, I mean, they've made clear they're going to try to work with Congress on trying to figure out the solution for the people they can't or won't send to third countries. You know, Marco, the only way to close Guantanamo is to move Guantanamo to the United States, is to have a detention-style setting for the folks they will not release, the convicts or the people they want to put on trial and perhaps some people they think are too dangerous, and pick them up and move them to a U.S. setting, you know, came to call it Guantanamo North. But Congress has blocked that. They refuse to allow any of those men to be relocated to the United States for any reason, not for trial, not for detention, not for medical treatment. So it's a big, big climb for this administration to find the allies in Congress to allow them to move however many, dozens, a dozen, to some sort of secure setting in the United States.
Is this a partisan issue, and will politics again get in the way of moving Gitmo to the U.S.?
It seems to be kind of red meat in campaign season to accuse anyone who's willing to come up with an alternative to Guantanamo, to accuse them of being soft on terror. That's sort of the line, but there's no suggestion that these men will be released into the United States. The idea is that they would be tried, convicted, or plead guilty and put in maximum security style settings.
So, Carol, you recently returned to Guantanamo Bay after the pandemic kept you away for 500 days. Was that the longest period of time you'd not been on assignment there since it opened in 2002? And what did you see? What was different?
I spent well over 1,000 nights at Guantanamo across the years, and I've never been away for the equivalent of a full calendar year plus. And what was really struck me, Marco, is that virtually every single person who works at the prison and all of the leadership at the base has turned over. Came down with a group of reporters and a group of lawyers for the first hearing in a case involving a man accused of being an Al-Qaeda commander. And the only people who knew what the last hearing looked like a couple of years ago were the prisoner, the press, and the lawyers. All the soldiers, even the judge, were new to the case. There's a lot to be learned by the new people who are going to be handling these procedures.
New York Times reporter Carol Rosenberg has written about Guantanamo Bay since the detention camp was built in 2002. Carol, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Marco.